what are the situations in which the fard automatically changes into nafl? What are the conditions, the situations in which the fard changes to nafl right away? The first situation, if someone prays the fariḍa before its time, thinking that its time has commenced. Someone prays the fariḍa before its time, thinking that the time of the fariḍa has commenced. So this salah of his turns into nafl, turns immediately into nafl. Is this clear? Is this clear? The second situation, if he prays what he thinks to be a missed salah, then it becomes clear that indeed he did not miss it. So in this case, his salah, which he did to compensate, turns into nafl. Clear on this also? Okay, naam. Tayyib. Third situation. The one who comes late and joins the Imam, if he stands to make up what he missed before the salam of the Imam, then his salah turns nafl. Remember, this happens by many. One who comes late, al-masbuq. Okay, we need to know this term. We really need to know this term. I wouldn't leave now until everyone knows what it means. The one who comes late is called al-masbuq. Al-masbuq. Meaning the one who is preceded by something or is late now. Forget about intentionally or unintentionally. Now, the issue is that it turns into nafl. This is a very common mistake. So, al-masbuq. Anyway, al-masbuq is the one who comes late. Okay, the one who comes late to join the congregation. This is al-masbuq. Now, everyone knows what it means now? Everyone knows what it means, inshallah? Al-masbuq. Remember this term. Very important. We're going to talk a lot about the rulings of al-masbuq. In fact, there are volumes of matters related to the rulings for the al-masbuq. Okay. Tayyib. Al-masbuq. Fourth situation. If someone enters while the imam in the Friday prayer had already lifted his head from the ruku' of the second rak'ah, and this person did not intend it to be dhuhr. If someone enters while the imam in the Friday prayer had already lifted his head from the ruku' of the second rak'ah, while this person did not intend it to be dhuhr now. You understand what this means? Here he enters, he finds the imam raising his head to the standing position, and he enters with him with the intention of Jumu'ah. There is no Jumu'ah now. You understand? He missed it. It's over. So, if he didn't intend it to be Dhuhr, it will become Nafil for him. if he performs the, you understand, if he follows this imam and comes with two rak'ah, it will be optional, it will be nafil, voluntarily. If he didn't intend it to be dhuhr now. So the person when he enters and sees the imam had lifted his head to the standing position, he enters, he may enter with him as dhuhr because he missed what? Because he missed what? He missed what in this case? No, he missed what? The Jum'ah. He missed the Jum'ah. And since if someone misses the Jum'ah, then he should pray at Dhuhr. Is that right? No. يعني إذا لو دخل المأموم مع الإمام يوم الجمعة بعد أن رفع الإمام رأسه من الثانية ولم يكن نوى الظهر تنقلب إلى نافلة. طيب. Is this now clear? Alhamdulillah, it looks like it is. Number five. This is the last one. These are the five situations. Yes, in this case he missed the second rak'ah of Jum'ah, therefore he enters with him with the intention of Dhuhr. With the intention of Dhuhr. But if he enters with him with the intention of Jumu'ah, then the two rak'ah that he's going to make is going to be voluntarily optional. It's not going to be considered the farida of Jumu'ah. Because he missed the second rak'ah. He missed the second rak'ah in this case. Since the imam is raising his head from the second rak'ah. Alright, here you enter the Jumu'ah. Follow with me now. Follow with me. Don't put anything until I ask you, inshallah, so that we get this straight. You enter the Jum'ah, and then you see that the imam has raised his head from the second rak'ah. Your intention is to join him for the Jum'ah prayer. If you do so, you know, your imam finished the second rak'ah. He raised his head from ruku'ah. So if you enter with him now with the intention of Jum'ah, and you come with the two rak'ah that you missed, then these two rak'ah will not be considered the Jum'ah. This will be nafil, optional, voluntary. However, at this point you should make your intention to be dhuhr because you missed the Jum'ah with the imam. And one who misses the Jum'ah with the imam prays it as dhuhr. You understand? Right. The last situation in these five situations. These are the five situations in which a person's fard changes into nafil immediately. The last one is, if he makes the takbirat al-ihram before he stands upright, then in this case, his salah does not commence as fard. Because the standing in salah is a rukun, a pillar. And it is valid as voluntary, as nafil, because in nafil, the person's salah is correct if he makes takbirat al-ihram sitting. Is this clear? Is this clear? No. Can you repeat? طيب. Here he makes takbirat al-ihram before he stands upright. While standing upright. But he did not come to full stand. You know that standing is rukun in the fariḍa. Takbirat al-ihram is the first takbir in salah, which by which you enter the state of salah. So therefore, if he does this, then his salah does not commence as fard now, but it is correct as nafil because in nafil, the takbirat al-ihram can be done even if the person is sitting. Right? Right now? Clear? In the voluntary one? Okay, you got that? Because in takbirat al-ihram, the person stands up straight, and the rukun and the standing is a pillar. Standing is a pillar. And takbirat al-ihram must be made while in full standing. Wait, takbirat al-ihram. Why the person did not stand? It's irrelevant why he didn't stand. Here you are, you want to enter the salah, okay? Before you stand up completely and uprightly erected, you make takbirat al-ihram. Takbirat al-ihram must be made when you are standing up in the fard prayer. But it is permissible to make it in the nafil prayer sitting. To start with, we're not talking about the sick and ill, ya akhi. The sick and ill person who cannot move, he can pray with his eyes. Yeah, why we have to go to these things when we're talking about the regular fard prayer? It is a pillar, takbirat al-ihram, it is a pillar for all salah, ya am shakir. But in case of the nafil, it can be made, you know, before you stand up. It can be made while you are sitting. And this is applicable to the nafil, it's not applicable to the fard. So if someone applies it to the fard, then his fard changes into nafil. That's the point. Inshallah, this is clear now. You understand, Om Shakir now? So these are the five situations in which the fard changes into nafil immediately. So try to be aware of these things, lest you think that you are still in fard while your situation had changed into nafil. So these are the five situations, and these are the only five situations for this case.